many of the terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Yo, Ape. Ape.
What is that noise?
Yeah, what? Oh, there we go.
Ape was vacuuming.
Ape, were you vacuuming?
No.
She had to turn the vacuum.
What just happened? Your neighbor caught his car on fire? What?
No. Boof was vacuuming.
No.
Boof was, yeah.
No, we took Pop-Up home, and we couldn't get into his apartment complex because they were, like, trying to bring in fire trucks and stuff like that. And we're, like, thinking that the apartment complex is on fire, and here this guy got this.
Oh, I can hear.
He bought a car yesterday, I guess like 12 o'clock, and he on the way home he ran it through the car wash and then turned on the radio and the dashboard caught fire. So he runs into his apartment to get like one of those little extinguishers out of the kitchen to put out a little dashboard fire, and I guess he like left his wallet and everything in there, and when he came back it was like full blazing, like an explosion off like the A-team.
Dude, I saw the photo and the car is up in flames, dude.
It looked like it completely like blew up like a bomb. And then
maybe
the tires
that's
blew up. I mean, can you imagine what a sucky day that is?
Yeah, just to just buy the car. And
Yeah, it's like not even an hour old.
Dude,
that's
like
holy,
that's like lawsuit type material.
Like, I hope he got insurance before he drove it.
He bought it an hour ago, and then he starts it up, and the whole thing sets on fire.
You know what? He probably like got the wires all wet in the car wash, and then turned on the radio, and then spark, and
that shouldn't happen. I don't. That's
that sounds like a lemon to me.
That's a true lemon.
That's not a lemon. That's like a marshmallow that you just roasted.
Yeah.
Some dealership is going out of business now.
It was crazy.
Yeah,
what
dealership was that?
I don't even know. And he could have bought it off of, like, I didn't even know the dude. I'm just saying that, you know, he could have bought it off like some random guy off the street. Who knows? I just hope he had insurance.
Yeah, how about when Novak bought that car and I'm like, well, did you fill out any paperwork or anything? Nah, I just gave him $400. He gave me the keys. I'm like, well, what if it was stolen? Nah, because it had keys in it. Like, so what?
Yeah.
What does
like
that have anything to do
with? Broke into the house first, then stole the keys, and then took the car.
He buys a $400 car, fills out no paperwork whatsoever. It's like, well, what happens if you get pulled over? You have no proof that it's in your name. Like,
or
you just
insurance.
Oh my God.
Bought a car off of somebody, and that's the end.
Anything Novak's doing is shady anyway.
Where is
he? Where is that dude?
He was on his way up yesterday, but...
got lost?
No, I told him, I was like, well, the radio show's tomorrow, so come up tomorrow. And he didn't write today, so...
Well, the last time you saw him, how much did you pay him? Anything?
No, why?
Because if he gets paid a certain amount, like that amount like can last him a pretty long time, and that means it'll stay away. Do you know what I mean? If he goes home broke, he'll be right back.
No, he's going to be broke from not coming today.
Do you kind of know what I mean, though? Like,
he gets,
if he goes
he gets
home
paid
with some...
to do this show, he would make more money today if he came.
But if he has money in his pocket, there's no reason to come back until he's flat broke.
Oh.
Do you kind of know what I mean?
Yeah, but it doesn't really make much sense.
Well, anything he does doesn't make much sense.
Yeah, as soon as I run out of money, I go over BAMs. I just walk around BAMs looking for shit to steal. Open up this drawer. Wow, look at all these wheels.
I know. He's like Santa Claus in reverse. He,
take
he brings
a sip of booze. I'll grab a pair of shoes.
I know. And then he tells Boof, you know, oh, BAM said I could have all this stuff.
How come it's always when I'm not there, I say that he could have all of it?
It's always, dude.
Nah, there's like just too much.
Well, Novak, where are you going with all that? It's just Boof in there vacuuming.
Boof BAM said I could have it.
Yeah. Well, he never ran it by me.
He's not here right now, but I gotta go back to Baltimore. So
I'll see you later.
Yeah.
By the way, don't tell him I have all this shit.
Well, she knew something was up when he was wearing your pants you wore on yesterday home. You know what I mean? Like, I think he might want those.
Nah, these are dirty.
I gotta get clean ones.
Bam ride a rare to clean ones for a while.
He is a moving violation. I drove him down to the bus station one time, and he was just like telling me one lie after another, and I'm like, yeah, yeah, okay, mm-hmm. Oh, and what happened? Oh, okay, you're going to do what? What kind of job? Oh, cool, yeah, right, whatever, cook, get out. See ya, have a nice life.
He said he's going to do what?
I don't know, he's telling me all this stuff. Nan, I got this job lined up. I'm like, okay.
What do you mean a job?
Isn't it funny that everybody talks like him when they talk about him? Like, oh, da, da, da.
The way it goes.
That's the way it goes, buddy.
Walking around beams, looking for shit to steal. Open up the drawer. Whoa, look at all these wheels. Grab a pair of shoes.
I'm goddamn fine. Give me a prison push, Kevin.
All right, I'm pretty happy about this new Sounds album, and it comes out tomorrow, so I don't see why I can't play one of these songs.
Uh-oh.
Wait.
A little sneak peek.
You said four. I don't want to play four. I think five.
You might get fined.
No, you don't.
No, it's coming out tomorrow.
God, it doesn't matter.
It's coming out tomorrow. Is it that big of a deal, Chad?
Ask Chad.
I honestly,
dude, I mean,
dude,
look, by the time.
Is it the single?
Triple T.
No, I want to play something from the album.
How do you know it hasn't leaked?
It could have.
Maybe you're about to.
Well, I'm playing beatbox. It's track five.
It's promotion, dude.
Yeah, and it's coming out tomorrow.
You're not being the leaker,
it's a
are you?
Preview
so,
off the
I say, I
by
say,
the time
it.
Anybody ever finds out about it, it'll already be for sale in stores.
Good.
You're not the leaker,
so,
though, right?
All right.
Well, technically, there's only four more hours left until
dude,
tomorrow.
This must be a copy.
It always works better on the second one, dude.
Nah, that was it's the opposite. Mm-hmm. And this must be a copy protected CD, dude.
Oh no, is it? Oh yeah, it did say it was watermarked.
Did it?
Yeah.
Uh-uh, dude. You're going to get arrested.
We'll try the one down there.
Why would the one down there? It's the same CD player.
How do you have it?
Because it says watermarked CD. The CD has been watermarked with a unique identification code that allows us to trace any unauthorized copies or usage.
I so wouldn't play it.
On the internet or otherwise. We better find out who it is. Well, it's on Radio Bam, and you did send them a copy 2 weeks ago. Ah, well... You know, it's watermarked, so we'll figure out who this is once and for all. But it's
you.
On Radio Bam, so it's obviously Bam who's playing it.
Is that a bad thing?
It says you are responsible for any unauthorized use or distribution.
You know what? Try down there. Dude, it's coming out tomorrow.
Why
try the one
I
down
try?
There because...
After midnight, it doesn't matter.
Now that I remember, I played the
they
single
played
last week. Remember?
Listen, CKY's new CD, Carver City, which came out last week, was also watermarked. Okay, and a lot of the people we gave it to beforehand couldn't play it in their CD players. Some could only play it in old Walkman. Shit like that.
Old Walkman.
Yeah, that's what they said.
You can't,
don't play on your computer.
An old Sony Walkman.
I probably have one at my house.
A Discman. Discman.
Well, a Discman.
What we're using here is Denon.
State-of-the-art Discman.
I have state-of-the-art old stuff at my house.
Uh-oh. Bucks with this watermarked CD.
Look
I can only play it my old-ass Discman.
Look, you're about to get arrested because we're going to play it. What track?
All right, good. I say track five.
Say track
good, well, there
comes
you go.
Out tomorrow. Promotion. Arrest yep. me. Good. Radio Bam, Series 20 of Faction, Beatbox.
Hey!
We found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy, ho.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
Faction.
So that was the sound, yeah. And that comes out tomorrow, and I recommend go getting it. What's it called?
You got away with it, dude.
Crossing the Rubicon.
Crossing the Rubicon, yeah, and that song was called Beatbox, loved track it. 5.
They played The Note recently, too.
Yeah, and, you know, I'll be walking around, bams, looking for shit to steal. I'll go upstairs to do my rounds. Oh, look, there's the sounds. Oh, I'll grab the new sounds.
Oh. Oh, shit, it's Watermark. I gotta get a Sony Discman.
I need a Discman.
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 5-disc CD changer.
We got Bam's Talent Corner this week, or...
What is it?
We got Bam's Talent Corner. Remember, we had a new segment?
No, the only talent corner that I have right now is Lawrence being a piece of work in New Hope.
Oh, that's much talent.
Man. All right, so we go up to New Hope to hear CKY rehearse their new songs at Chad's. And Darren just happened to have a 104 fever.
I got a fucking fever. And I ain't going nowhere. So that's what Darren said.
Darren,
so
yeah, he called out of practice yesterday.
Yeah, so we went to John and Peter's, and then we also went to the Landing. And we pretty much just had... see, Louie is... how old are you? 21, 22?
23. All right. New to drinking.
So Louie's 23. He's new to drinking. And he's...
New to drinking.
He's ordering... Everything that I order on the spot, like as soon as I'm done mine, he'd get another one. And man, did you not taste yourself?
The rule is whatever you get, since I don't know any good drinks, I'll get whatever you get. Just
copy,
because I never know what to order. So I say,
I'll copy
what he got.
It doesn't matter if it's a fucking white Russian, a vodka iced tea, a coffee and whiskey, but whatever it is,
I'm copying.
You were getting,
and that's what Bam's drinking. He drinks whatever. Anytime, anywhere, dude. It's not one drink all night long. It's just
He'll mix it up. You can't mix it up like that.
Well, yeah.
You hang out with Andy McCoy, and he knows the method of drinking, so that's what happened.
These were iced teas and Grey Goose, and it was just a ton of them, and they taste so good, I don't notice it.
Then Jess
ordered you. Because we were putting Splenda in it.
Yeah.
Jess ordered him, what was that drink with the whiskey in it?
A Lynch Mob, he said.
A Lynch Mob.
Is that what put you over the edge?
That's when it went down.
See, I didn't have one of those.
And it could have been good, because I was kicking it real nice.
With two girls.
Actually, the girl looks exactly like Missy's sister. Dude, I'm telling you. Let me see the phone. You got to see this.
Are these the ones that are on Facebook?
No, there's a new one.
She liked you, dude, and then she ended up calling Jocasso all night while you puked inside your car.
I had a good connection.
He didn't puke inside his car. He puked at a bush at a nice restaurant called The Landing, and there's all these old people looking at us. Doesn't it look like Jessica?
It does.
Is Louis laying on the ground there yet?
Oh, man.
Here.
Shortly after that, though.
He hasn't seen this.
So then I was like, Louie, come on. You're going to have to get up here because there's about 30 to 40, like, old...
Rich people.
Yeah, rich old people who are just fucking disgusted with us.
You know,
you're barfing with your ass hanging out.
But
was this across the street from...
It was at a nicer place. We don't... Like, John and Peter's is like... So we had to rush him to John and Peter's to make sure that he would
normal.
Be, like, not arrested.
I mean, they all know it's at John and Peter's, so we decided to take him there and maybe he could sip on a water or something because we already did our embarrassing moments at the Landing, and I don't think that we're welcome back. So we went to John and Peter's.
And that's where
Louie turned into Ray Brower from Stand By Me because he was laying in this patch of leaves like by a railroad track.
Ray Brower.
Like fucking Ray Brower.
Me. His hair was tangled in leaves.
Ray Brower's the dude that they try to find. That's what they're hiking for, to see the dead body.
Yeah, gee, why don't you fucking pay attention? That's what you just said.
You know what? If you go on...
He didn't know.
If you go on BamMargera.com after this, G will put up the photos of Ray Brower behind New Hope because it is fucking hysterical.
He'll be up tonight.
So
the first time I ever
I
saw
woke
a dead
up
body.
2 hours later in the back of Bam's car in the dark.
Did you have any clue where you
I
were?
I didn't know where I was. I didn't have my phone or anything.
You missed your buddy's surprise
and
party.
And I just panicked. I wanted to cry because I thought I missed Christian's birthday party.
Did you miss Carl's party too?
I got them. I said, I need to go to this party.
Well, you woke up at 9:30 in the back of my car and then... so we figured out that if we just haul ass there, we'll make it by at least 11. So we did show up late, but we did make it.
It was worth it.
Yeah, and I bought like 4 5-hour energy drinks, and I pounded 2 of them, gave you guys the rest. Yeah. Man, I was fucking... That shit makes
you were
loony,
focused. Is what you
I was
were.
Real focused
with
but
that
like,
5-hour,
and you didn't have the shots. Jitters. You weren't jittery. I mean, it was really
just,
what it, the commercial says.
It was just kind of like, it makes you kind of loony though.
Yeah, a little bit.
I was like, way too alert.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, I don't know if 2 is the
you're supposed to be
daily.
Driving a truck after.
Yeah, you're supposed to be working on construction.
You're supposed to have one. It's supposed to last you for 5 hours.
It's for people who ride like 18-wheeler trucks from like here to Rochester, and or.
Well, they have those things called killer bees. It's like these pills you can swallow at rest stops.
Oh, you can swallow them.
Is that what you do with pills?
No, I eat them. If you're a drug addict like me, Novak, then you eat them. You don't swallow pills, you eat them.
Somebody was calling, wanted to know where the chicks are. Holla, any girls in the room?
Missy's here and Kim's here.
Yeah.
You like the hoop earrings.
Missy was... Yo. Dancing her butt off.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, I didn't say anything this whole time. I thought it didn't.
During the sounds, Missy was in here dancing. Where are your chicks at, dude?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Who is that dude?
Dan from Reading.
Oh, dude.
And she's wearing tight-ass black pants, too, and she was shaking her ass.
And I got a photo of it.
We'll put it on the site, then.
It will be.
And get Louie's photos, too. We need Ray Brower.
Ray Brower.
We need Ray Brower sightings.
This summer I saw Ray Brower.
Ray Brower sighting.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of sighting, so then after that, we come over back to my house and we all sleep here. Jagazzo took the sofa, somebody else took the one downstairs, and Louie takes the guest room. And usually, when Missy gets up to go to the gym, she goes through the guest room to go downstairs. And what does she catch? Lawrence, full blown.
What?
Jerking off stale fish.
Oh,
or maybe it was Thai pan.
No,
it was 7:15 in the morning.
What were you doing jacking off at 7 in the morning?
Why were you even awake?
I was sexting.
did you get your legs? Wait,
who are you sexting at 7 in the morning?
Up to your
no
chest.
One.
What are you? Are you
he had his sexting yourself all the way up to his chest, and his legs spread wide open.
That might be an exaggeration.
With his iPhone in his hand.
And was there a blanket over it or no?
He had the blanket pulled up to his knees, so it formed like a little tent. So he could still look down
like
and see what
he
was doing.
Like he's about the gynecologist.
And he had glasses on. I didn't even know he wore glasses. I've never.
I heard
he
had
like
a throbbing,
this
a throbbing purple heart.
What?
Like it was so hard and red and throbbing, it turned purple. No, I'm just kidding. No, but you didn't catch him.
Did you
catch him red-handed or did you just catch him?
No, tell I caught truth. Him. Red-handed.
Purple dick.
Like, purple handed.
He looked at me and didn't say a goddamn word. I went, oh my god, Louie, I did not know you were in here. He didn't say like, oh, or hi.
Is this the one upstairs or beyond the
edge? And then she sat on the bed and read a book.
But why? One question
no,
is,
I did not.
Why do the legs need to be sprawled out, Lou?
They weren't. Yeah. That's an exaggeration.
What, are you sticking something up your ass?
No, it was, knee, like, it was knees so to the chest and then
ass.
Spread wide open.
I just, if it
look
works
at Chad's face right now.
Well, there's a nice candlestick in the guest room. I had to shove up my
yeah.
Louis, do you finger ass when you
I've
jerk off?
I've got questions. No. I mean, you're trying to go on the CKY tour, right? Is this what you're going to be doing in the bunk?
Not good.
Or don't be doing
not.
It in the back
Wait,
of the bus.
Wait, you're not going to come on the Bing
Hacks tour? Not in the back of the bus, dude. That's my place.
You're not going to be on the Bing Hacks tour?
Remember when Darren came in
what?
On the tour bus and he just goes, what the fuck? It smells like ass sex in here. Who's here? There's just some girl with like a big period stain or something.
No. No. He sounds and like a few people tour. Walked through the center of the bus, and one of our older bass players was screwing a girl in the ass at that very second. So they had to like slow up whatever they were doing. And the bass player's dick was probably still in her dirty ass. And Darren's gone, it smells like fucking shit in here. And then they start spraying all types of Lysol through there. And like they probably still have, he's probably still got his dick in her ass. So embarrassed, like at the same time.
All right, so you're on, like picture how
sorry,
muffed
Abe.
Up that is. Like, you're on the road, you're on a tour, you meet a girl for the first time, and she's already in your bunk, and you're not humping her in the pussy, you're humping her in the ass. Like,
right.
Man, she must have either been A, wasted, or just B, a total whore.
It might have been everywhere. That was just the last place it ended up.
Was that the same night he...
they had to fuck to the smell of shit and Lysol and try to finish after that.
Was that the same night he woke up in, like, the front lawn of the Best Western and all of his money was gone?
Oh, no, that was a different night. One of our older bass players, yeah, he met these two awesome girls that were so cool. And we were staying in a Best Western, I don't know where, somewhere outside of Dallas or something. And then he got real drunk, passed out in the... in front of the place, and then woke up, the girls were gone, and so was his money.
Jesus. And wasn't he claiming that you never gave him his per diem? And you're like, I gave it to you yesterday.
Oh, dude, it was right there on the counter at the Best. I shared the room with him that night. And I knew those girls were trash.
But you decided not to say anything?
Well, what? I didn't know they were going to steal. Is what were we making, 15 bucks? They probably stole 15 fucking bucks. That's how cheap these bitches were.
That's pretty damn.
Thieves.
Losers.
Well,
I think, one night, well, you know what? It's been so long, and plus Novak's not listening, so fuck it. Well, maybe he is, but he got so trashed one night that Franz claimed that he gave him the $800 that he owed him, and he was the idiot who went out and got drunk and probably lost it. He's like, I don't think you paid it to me. He's like, I paid it for you for a fact. Oh, is what he did was he made him sign a piece of paper when he was like blacked out, wasted, that said that I gave you this $800.
Oh,
so he never had to pay him because he's like, look, you signed it last night when you're blacked out, you idiot.
That's right, pretty good.
Yeah.
Man, you still got that cut on your hand, dude?
Oh, yeah.
Dude. Drain the thumb?
This is what happened. We were in Chad's studio, and it was super dark out. Dude, you have no lights out in front of your studio
Chad,
at night.
It's a hazard,
no.
Chad.
And then you also have...
or anywhere.
You have a 3-foot cliff, yeah. and I... shut the door, and it was so dark I couldn't see anything that I tripped over a cinder block, fell off the 3-foot cliff, and I whacked a rock with my hand, and I have this massive black blood blister on it.
The funny part was you came back and you were like, dude, I fell, but no one was there to laugh at me. So it wasn't
really
funny.
Yeah, you were totally alone.
That's what sucked the worst. I fell off the 3-foot cliff right to my face, and I'm like looking around to see if there's anybody there to laugh at me, and everybody's on your back deck. I'm like, fuck.
Were you crying?
What a waste.
You're like,
what's the story with you?
I had so many vodka and iced teas that it was painless.
You slept over and you slept on the couch, and I woke up just looking around the house to see what damage happened from the night before. There's like blood stains on the
couch, all over his couch, and all over his blanket.
I'm trying to think, like,
because it was just gushing blood.
How does that shit happen? Maybe he had his period. I don't know.
Yeah, I felt pretty bad about that. But how do you get blood? Out? Like,
Jazzy.
Jazz.
Give him Louis.
What about Ray Brower?
Louis, so is that what we have to look forward to on tour?
That's what Chad just said.
Ray Brower.
Louis, you take that mic from Jess. He don't know how to use a microphone properly. He's always like way louder.
Who, Jess?
Yeah, give him that
mic. So give Jess that, and then you take that.
He's a drummer, and he talks really loud.
What? I'll talk all loud? Just because I'm a drummer and I have to hear Zildjian cymbals in my Sabian cymbals.
Jess is fully deaf. Zildjian.
I lost 70% of my hearing by now, probably.
70?
That's all?
It's possible. I really think it's possible.
Kim almost got raped on Friday night.
Oh, gee. You want to go into that?
Almost. Was it accidental love?
It was just like G brings his girlfriend to like a 10 dudes deep session.
Wait, was I there this night?
Yeah, I think you were.
Wow.
How did this happen?
It was a running joke.
It is a joke.
Oh.
I don't even know if you were there.
I don't remember. I don't know if it was serious.
I had a fun ass time. Same was that night, Friday night?
You fell over.
Friday or Saturday?
They were the same. It didn't matter.
Let me guess. You went out dancing with gay people.
I wasn't there.
No, I went out dancing with a bunch of people, but only one of them was gay.
How was Coldplay?
Oh my god, it was great.
What was great about it? Like
everything, every single second.
Did they do Bono better than Bono does Bono?
Don't tease me, Chad.
I'm not. I mean, I don't even know what they sing. I just know Joe Satriani said they ripped him off. Did you ever hear that?
Yeah, they totally didn't.
And then
they
totally didn't. Cat Stevens.
Cat Stevens said that they ripped off one of his songs too.
Which song? Yeah.
I'm looking up. Viva La Vida. They didn't. No.
Nothing like that.
Man, do you have any Cat Stevens?
I'm going to look up the Joe Satriani Coldplay thing. It's the same.
They have like both songs side by side.
But then at the same time, in Missy's defense, I don't think the dudes from Coldplay are sitting around listening to Satriani records.
Hey, you're right.
Yeah, but they were probably the guy who wrote Cat Stevens songs.
But the guy who wrote their song was.
Yeah.
No, they write their own songs. Don't even go there.
When do they have time to write their own songs? They're too busy being celebrities.
Oh, shut up. No, they are not.
They're not.
Where was that show at, Missy?
We went to
up
Hershey.
Up Gwyneth Paltrow's ass.
We went to Hershey Park, and then we went to Canada.
That's where the show was.
I heard.
You drove 3 hours to see Coldplay, and then you went to another show after that?
Yeah. Don't fuel the fire.
In Camden? Wow, you risked it to go to
Don't
a Coldplay
Don't bust on
show?
Missy when G has pictures of Trent Reznor's high school yearbook photo.
on his phone.
That's being an
I'm surprised you remember that. Yeah.
Like, no, you're scrolling through like at all these concert pictures, and I'm like, oh, cool, yeah. And
then this is the mailbox of Trent Reznor's first house.
Yeah. I just see that one, and I'm like, whoa, what was that? And you're like, oh, that's Trent's high school yearbook picture. I was just like, dude.
It's just a funny photo. I had to keep it.
This was like a house of a party where Trent first went on his first high school party in ninth grade.
Thanks for taking the heat off of me, though.
My Trent Reznor's cleaning lady sold me his towel for $500.
They're playing Friday. Why don't you guys go? They're playing Friday in Camden.
Because I don't want to watch you jack off.
You have before.
Wait, I did. That's when I painted you like a cow and made you go outside and kick a soccer ball around the backyard.
Oh, that was hell that day.
You were a pile.
Oh, here we are. Here we go.
Check it out. Here's the Joe Satriani comparison.
All right, so this is Coldplay right now.
What is this?
This is Coldplay.
Viva La Vida. I used to roll the dice,
feel the fear. Oh.
Here's Joe Satriani.
Right, ready? 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 Here it comes.
Okay, okay. Here it
comes. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
That's you are so just saying
it.
Yeah,
listen to it.
Dude, that is pretty identical.
It's the same tempo.
It's the same riff. Oh my. Well, it's Joe Satriani. Joe Satriani does the vocal line with the guitar, and it's exact.
Go for it. Play that one, other one.
There's
again.
So many songs that have similarities.
But, I mean, that's not similar. That's biting a riff.
Well, not according to the court of law, it isn't.
How do you know?
Coldplay won.
Oh, they did?
Does it matter?
They got a bigger lawyer.
Well, Joe Satriani really had distortion on his guitar, and we used like a violin type. Does it matter that it's vocals versus guitar? Chad, you might know that.
No, wow. I don't know that.
Did you hear that?
I just think Joe Satriani is better.
Look at every hip hop song that's out. That's sampled.
Yeah,
off.
Dude,
hip
hop songs take hits and then they put a dope beat to it. Yeah. And then when it becomes a hit, they're like, yeah, man, so you have the number one hit. Yeah, it was a number one hit 5 years ago.
What about
you
know that Christina Aguilera song and the. Is it the.
Strokes.
The Strokes, yeah, it's the exact same song.
Yeah.
No, it's the same tempo, and they put it together.
We were just talking about that the other day, how, like, no one even has to write a song anymore. Just recycle an old one, and it'll be a hit. Like, Kid Rock doing Sweet Home Alabama, and then that new kid from Westchester University has, like, a hit song with
Asher Roth.
Weezer.
Oh, yeah?
It's Say It Ain't So riff.
Like, oh, really?
Ripped over and over, yeah.
And once see the MTV awards.
I believe that's called
you know
sampling.
That I'm blue, I'm a beat out of that.
Yeah, Eiffel 65.
Yeah, they just used that and then made a new song with like Flo Rida or something and they used like that was a hit like but only see, 4 years ago if you pay for it then it's a whole nother story but you know Bittersweet Symphony they sampled a Rolling Stones violin part and the Rolling Stones took all their money from the like they didn't make anything off.
Check this out
Who got that?
I'll post this up later, too.
That's awesome.
Somebody has a Chad I. Ginsburg tattoo.
Yeah. That's badass, dude.
What's that
cool.
face? The
I should get
they
that
did
tattoo.
A good job.
Dan said he was going to get you one.
No, I know that face. It's from I'll Kill Him.
It's when I was at Gigi's grave.
I'll Kill Him.
Whoever did that tattoo did
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Do you know the person who has that?
Kim found it.
Back in 93 when Gigi went on the first tour, you didn't even show up.
Back in 93 when Gigi was on the tour, you didn't show up.
Did anyone see Eminem get teabagged last night?
Dude, yeah.
I just heard about that.
Dude,
do you think that was
set
up?
We were watching it.
It had to have been because it
dropped perfectly on
his voice. Eminem had a mic.
Did he?
Yeah, he was mic.
He was walking away, and you can hear him plain as day. He had a mic on.
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
Yeah, but was he like, what the fuck, or did he say
no, they could have.
No, like... His ass was right in his face, and he played pretty good. I mean, he was
he's wearing,
this guy
yeah,
off
a thong
me.
Or whatever.
No, it wasn't even a thong.
It was
like
a jock strap.
Jock straps. And he it's Bruno, which is Sacha Baron Cohen. He was like, had like gay angel wings, and he was flying through the air, and then the cord collapsed on purpose, and it fell right on Eminem. And his ass he wound up 69 him. In Eminem, and his fucking sick ass was right in his face. It was perfect. Like, the camera just showed Eminem's face and then a sick ass, and then he's like, hi, Eminem, nice to meet you. Like, his ass is in his face.
Yeah, that Bruno movie's probably going to be pretty big, right? They've been filming that forever, dude.
Yeah.
Like, for real. They probably had to redo it a million times because it's all current with the times. I've seen some previews. Did you see any?
No, I heard...
I've seen some.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen enough Bruno from Ali G that I know it's going to be funny.
How much did Barat do the first week?
Yeah, it killed it.
Oh, like
80
million?
I don't know how he's going to, like... Like, after this, like, people are just going to start catching on. Like, I can't believe they haven't caught on to Bruno, the character, now. Like, he already went on a runway before on his actual show.
Yeah.
He's got much longer hair now.
He does look a little different.
Haircut.
He signs, like, they make up, like, different production companies so, like, people don't catch on. Like, they just make up weird production company names if they're going to come and interview people or go to fashion shows or something and... just catches everyone off guard.
Dude, get the Ali G box set, man. That is just ridiculous. It's all those characters. It's Bruno, Borat. Like, before Borat got huge, you know?
Yeah, we watch Ali that G. show on fucking repeat on tours.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Who else
characters does he do?
It's those three, Ali G, Borat, and Bruno. And it's fucking hilarious, man.
No, and he does the guy who, Booyakasha, interview guy.
Yeah, it's Ali G, yeah. Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I guess that's the next movie, right?
No, they did that. They did that one in the house.
In the house.
Oh, really? But I guess
it was like a little hokey.
Yeah.
Do you remember seeing the clip where like he was interviewing someone about doing drugs or like drug use and?
Is it Borat or Bruno or whatever?
No, it's
the other guy.
Yeah. It's the best clip ever. You have, go back and watch it if you have.
Yeah,
the
I mean, there's so many good interviews that I mean, it all runs together. It's like
he goes out with some pretty good looking women, I hear.
No, he's met Sasha Cohen. He's married to that
Isla Fisher chick.
Yeah,
she ugly.
She was in Wedding Crashers.
Wedding Crashers or
Wedding Crashers. In a lot of shit lately.
He's got a kid with her too.
That's Owen Wilson.
Yeah, but the girl.
Okay. What track you want to hear?
Let's do track one. Meds. This is Placebo. Ooh. Off of their own Meds. And Radio Bam 28 Faction.
Alone, falling free, trying my best not to forget what happened to us, what happened to me, what happened as I let it slip. I was confused by the powers that be, forgetting names and faces. Passersby were looking at me as if they could erase it.
Baby, did you forget to take your pain? Take your meds.
I was alone, staring over the ledge, trying my best not to forget all manner of joy, all manner of glee, and our one heroic pledge. How it mattered to us, how it mattered to me, and the consequences. I was confused by the birds and the bees, forgetting if I meant it.
Baby, take your meds. Baby, did you forget to take your meds? Baby, did you forget to take your meds? Baby, did you forget to take your meds? Sex and drugs and complications. Sex and drugs. Alone, falling free, trying my best not to forget.
Oh, Faction, baby.
I guess.
And now back to
Radio Bam.
Wow, boo boo.
I forgot to talk about Christian Kelly, goddammit. So we fly home from we drove fast.
You drove fast.
From New Hope to Christian Kelly's birthday. And
you actually went?
By the time we got there. Okay, now, this dude, he was turning 30, but for some reason, he looks like he's 17. Like, he's, how tall is he? Like, 4.5 feet tall or something? Like, he could really, like, get away with going to, like, 7th or 8th grade and nobody would believe him.
He always, like, in 10th grade in school, he looked
I mean, like, everybody would believe it, yeah.
3rd or 4th grade, yeah.
Yeah, but
he's really small. He's a teacher,
so anyway, by the time we get there, He's fucking trashed, and he has on a full-piece pajama outfit on with glow-in-the-dark dinosaurs.
Was there footage?
Oh, yeah. Dunn's here.
Done again.
Ryan.
What it is.
Matthew Dunn.
So the first thing I say is, hey, Christian, I think that chair's chalking shit on you, dude. I don't know. He just grabs the chair and throws it into the pool, and then his mom starts yelling at him for doing that. And then they get in this fight. He's got on, like, jammies, and I'm just laughing. 40
jammies?
A full-piece jammy set. Yeah. Dinosaur glow-in-the-dark jammies.
Oh, man.
I laugh literally for like 30 to 45 minutes straight through.
Yeah, it was good.
So,
where's the beer at?
In the fridge.
What's up, Cam?
What's up?
Hey, Cam.
So,
yeah, Ryan Dunn.
Then how
you
DiCasso. Doing,
Chad? You did say you were coming here.
I came.
Who's playing tonight? DJ Shitstain and the Losers? This place blows. Just get the fuck out of here.
I want to talk about you and I watching CKY practice the other night.
Oh, yeah.
My God, that was epic.
Yeah, man.
I think I teared up.
Yeah, Moon Man. We did it again the next day, and then Louie wound up in the bushes all drunk like Ray Brower from Stand By Me.
Jess, all I got to say is it felt like we were in high school again.
Oh, that means a lot, man. Thank you.
That sucks.
And then I stole Darren's CD, and then we blasted it the whole way home.
We stopped off and got a six-pack, and a girl put her sweaty foot on my leg. Do you remember any of that?
Where?
We stopped off at Kildare's King of Prussia.
Oh,
we
tried
to get a six-pack,
yeah.
And a girl's like, let me show you something. She took her foot, her shoe off and put her sweaty foot on my freaking knee.
Oh, and then she just kept talking and talking, and then she goes, am I annoying you or something? And I just go, I want to kill myself.
And then she said, well, can I finish my story? And I was like, what didn't you get about I want to kill myself? Like, they wouldn't tell you that we don't want to hear the end of your story.
Like, she's blabbering so much that, like, I couldn't even be like, oh, I'm sorry, am I annoying you? No, you could just continue your story. It's just kind of, like, I was like, I want to kill myself.
You talking at me makes me want to end my life.
No, but you know she was just out of her mind when she was with like 12 guys and all of them were hiding around the corner completely away from her, and then we walked out and they're all just like shaking their head like, Bam thought she was on drugs, but I know she just like, you know, like a young girl who just doesn't get drunk, and then when she does, she just destroys everything, including my night. She destroyed my night.
And I asked you, I was like, dude, was I out of line for saying that? I just simply couldn't take it anymore. It was like 5 minutes of the longest minutes of my life of her just rambling on about nonsense. What the fuck was she even talking about? Do you even remember
She was talking about her tattoo. The reason why she took her sweaty shoe off and put her sweaty foot on my knee is to show a crappy tattoo on her on the back of her ankle, and then she wanted to explain in detail why her mom disapproved and why she did it throughout the course of 3 years. That's what you wanted to explain to us.
And it took eternity for her to explain.
So I got this tattoo. My mom didn't approve it, but it took 3 years to do it. And then when I did it, I got these colors, as you can see. And the reason why the colors are the way they are is because that's the colors that I picked. I'm sorry. Am I annoying you?
I want to kill myself.
Are you interested in my story? No, I'd rather suck my mom's poop off my brother's dick. And then she's like, oh, well, let me tell you the rest of the story.
No, how about that girl at John and Pete's next to me that was like, anytime anyone said anything, she was.
Yeah. Like, I remember that
Pam
girl.
Told a joke and it ended with bikes, and she's like, oh, I love bikes.
Oh, yeah,
I ride
yeah.
bikes all the time.
No, I was telling jokes. And this girl just kind of like made her way at our table, and I don't know what she was on, but like anything that anybody said.
Pixie dust.
Yeah.
Pixie dust. Yeah, that's
I was just
was.
Like, how many kids on ADD does it take to change a light bulb? I don't know. You want to ride bikes? And then she's like,
oh, bikes? I like riding bikes. I actually have a bike. No, you know, I actually rode my bike yesterday.
I was in the bathroom at the urinal talking to somebody next to me, and I said, yeah. So then this girl, like, she got mad at me and yelled, and then she just shows up like she wore a cape and landed next to the urinal. You got hit? Does a girl hate you? Oh, dude,
then I said,
sucked.
Then I
Too
said,
"Too large plane."
Yeah, what's
I love
no, 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 no. What's Osama's favorite kind of pizza?
What?
Too large planes.
Yeah.
And then, and then everybody's laughing. She's like, "Planes? I took an airplane once. I think I went. Yeah, I went to Cancun last year.
I landed it myself.
The guy let me land it.
What's his favorite baseball team?
New York Jets. No, it's football team.
Oh, football
it's New York Jets. Osama bin Laden.
Jets?
That's terrible.
I know jets. I landed a jet. Can you watch my guitar?
Did you ever hear about that fan jet?
No, it's a football.
They're from Australia.
You know she's listening right now.
She's got a MySpace. She gave you her MySpace card.
Oh, because I go on MySpace all the time.
Yeah. She gave you a special note.
It's my favorite.
Oh, yeah. A CD, right?
What the fuck does it say?
Nah.
Where is it?
I said you better get rid of that note. It's like on a pink letter with red writing and like girly writing.
Yeah.
It's probably.
It was check out my band.
No, it said check out my band at MySpace, whatever.
Okay.
It's probably,
but you wrote it on a cute pink piece.
Probably in my backyard where you fell that night.
Well, wait a minute, Missy. Did you hear about Bam and I in Manhattan two nights ago? And,
oh,
and he got out of his bed and climbed into mine and fell asleep cuddling me. His head was in my arm. And he kept on pulling my body into him like I was a pillow.
Didn't we talk?
Think he was me?
No, we talked. No, we talked for two. I sat next to him and we talked for 2 hours and. We're having a blast, but apparently I fell asleep in his bed, and then when I woke up, I was so confused. I was like, wait a minute. Why the fuck am I in your bed and you're sleeping? What the hell happened? Like,
you didn't fall asleep in my bed. You fell asleep in my arms.
Let me answer this. Was I just in the middle of talking and then I just fell asleep?
You were still talking. You like huddled up next to me and you're like, You were saying the same thing over and over again. It was very nice. You were being very nice. And I'm like, well, you know, I'll let the guy fall asleep. And then as soon as he fell asleep, I casually pulled my arm out from underneath his head because he just went like fucking spread eagle across the bed, kicked me out of it.
The reason is because we were supposed to go up to New York and have a nice ass fun night together, but you stayed in the room the whole time sleeping because
I had to poop
because this guy went on a whiskey bender the night before and he had to wake up at 6 a.m. to film at Great Adventure and he had to do the fucking Batman ride like 5 times and
the Batman, it was the Nitro. Get it right,
dude. The whiskey in my stomach and that fucking. Goddamn ride did not sit well. We did a meeting. He kept having to shit his ass.
The cuddle thing with you guys seems to be a pattern because I remember you both came on tour once and you both crawled into a bunk and I'm like, done, bam. There's like two extra bunks and you're like, we know.
Was that?
there's no denying it. And we're kind of close.
Yeah, and then the next day I climbed into your bunk and I was trying to jack off on you.
I care. Yeah.
No, wait a minute. You were trying to jerk off on Darren the other night when they were practicing. All right, let me explain this. CKY's practicing and there's porn playing on the TV.
Jesus.
So
Chad did that.
Chad puts porn on.
I had old Skinamax flicks on.
Well, Darren's
it was like 70s porn.
It's just something that will ease the tension of us stuck in a basement practicing songs we've been playing for fucking ever.
So I walk in after pissing and I just see a porno on in the background. So Darren's like singing because he was facing you guys, but we were behind Darren. So as soon as he's done playing the song, he just turns around and I'm just like looking at the porn. Just jerking off looking at the porn.
He probably thought you dug our practice so much.
I love the fact that you can jerk off anywhere. Like, it takes me, like effort.
Oh,
and,
it was
like,
a total
soft
on.
I gotta set up a stage before I jerk off. I gotta have doors locked, the windows turned, lights tinted. We're on a plane to Newport News, Virginia, and he's jerking off in a little fucking...
No, he was not.
Yes,
he
jerked... No! Him and I are in a prop plane going to Newport News, Virginia 3 weeks ago.
Because
I look up and he's jerking off
because
in the third
it was just
row.
Us on the plane. Like, there was nobody else on the plane, so I'm just like, dude, we can do it every once. So I just pulled out my pants, like, down to my feet.
Wait a minute, I got a photo of it.
Yeah.
Aww. I love how
I'm showing you a photo.
He never remembers anything.
Well, I don't remember much, but I remember
literally
this.
Literally 20 seconds.
I remember this. Yeah, so what? It's him and I on a plane, but there's still somebody piling in it. They turn around and see his fucking dingleberries hanging out.
Dude, on the tour bus, you were trying to, like, you would open my curtain and then try and jack off. I'd punch you as hard as I could in the knee. You'd fall over, I'd shut my curtain, and then you'd open it.
That's the photo.
You look fucking wasted, so I know you were doing it on her.
Of course we're wasted, but he's jerking off in a prop plane.
Yeah, but he looked serious. It wasn't just for giggles. He really was trying to finish.
Oh my God, I went like this.
You were definitely trying to finish.
Why would I try to finish?
You're on a plane with your
name. I did it for the picture.
Yeah, right.
For everybody who's listening, my phone is being just traveling around everybody in the studio. They're all going, ah!
Can I email that to me?
Man. I don't know how to email.
I'll email.
You need to blur that a bit before you put it up. Sherlock.
He looks like the drummer in the Murder Junkies because his naked ass is on the seat.
Oh, is that what we watched at your house that night?
Yeah.
What was that
called? Bam, did you ever tell the story about the Band-Aid
Dino.
Head?
Dino sex.
Yeah. Well, I think that now that you're here, we should definitely
did
tell
you ever
it.
Tell it?
I think well, you weren't here, so I may not have. Well,
you and I golfing down in.
We went to Newport News after me jacking off on the prop play or the prop plane.
Oh wait! Does everybody know why we went to Newport News?
Because we're supposed to do the gumball and we're flying to Dallas, and I feel like we already missed the fun part, which was the Grand Canyon. I've never seen that before. Oh, plus they didn't have a flight for us, so I'm just like, well, why are we gonna pay for flights to Dallas, which we don't want to go to anyway, and then we're just driving all the way to Florida, which we've done like 7 to 8 times, and it's so not fun. Dude, there's not even like, it's just a crappy highway, and
forever.
The only scenery that you have is like, you know, it says Service Plaza coming up, a Hardee's. Yeah. Like, it's like the there's a Starbucks. Yeah, there's nothing to look at. It's just trees. So why would we go do that? So we went to Newport News and then we drove to North Carolina.
No. We went to Newport News because it was the first thing on the list of flights out that was going next.
Yeah.
And then we get there.
Like, well, that's leaving in 30 minutes. We're taking that.
I didn't even know where Newport News was, so we rented a car and just went south. We ended up driving for, I don't know,
I saw photos of you standing naked outside a hotel room.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I developed those for you. I have a whole envelope of photos.
Are you
for you.
Serious? Where was I?
Remember when we were going to go golfing, but it started pouring down rain at that crappy hotel across the street from Lucky 13 or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
And the owner from Lucky 13?
Lucky number 9. Or was it 13?
Lucky 12, I think.
Lucky 12.
Yeah, the owner was like, you guys aren't going anywhere. And he just hands me the keys.
Oh, no,
he's
they
like,
got us a hotel across the street. We didn't even pay for anything. I got naked?
It was raining. Completely you were standing outside.
Naked. Completely naked? Ouch.
You'll remember when I show you the photo.
But what happened? I just got naked and walked around?
You went out in the rain in the middle of the parking lot and just stood there naked and I was taking pictures of
you. But he looks like a ghost. You can see through his entire body. You can see the building standing behind him.
You must have flipped your lid.
Apparently I did flip my lid.
So, you know, CKY is going on tour real soon.
Yeah.
Yeah,
lighter.
Pretty exciting.
All this rehearsal of CKY, that's because we're going on tour soon, dude.
Where are we starting in New York?
Jess, you know some dates? Can we list some CKY dates here?
Where does it start? Poughkeepsie.
New York
the
on the
Theater.
13th.
Are they
CKY.
On the website yet?
Yeah, it's on the website.
What is it? CKY-music.com?
MySpace.com/CKY.
It's mostly Canada, right?
Yeah, a lot of Canadian shit.
Sirius is in Canada now,
but
right?
The shit that's
Sirius.
Coming up, might as well tell them, like, Poughkeepsie, New York, and Maine,
Montreal,
Toronto, all coming up in 2 weeks.
Come drink beers.
Yeah,
please.
Are you going on the Canada?
I think I'm
going
to go on the Montreal one, and I also like Calgary and Edmonton and all that stuff.
She's
they have
probably
some good
just
skate parks
around
there
anyway.
Those shows that we never played before, like those towns we've never been, they're almost sold out, I think. Like, isn't London already sold out?
Oh,
that's
yeah,
like
that's pretty
5
much sold
months
out.
Away.
There's
London,
like 10
Ontario.
Tickets left.
Can we go to the London?
London, Ontario isn't sold out, but London, England is.
Huh.
Yeah. What else are you doing in Europe?
There's just 3 gigs for now.
In
England.
We're headlining some festival, and then we're doing Electric Ballroom in London, and then some other town, I forget.
I'm excited for the London show.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's in Camden, so it'll be good.
Oh, yeah, that's where you get mushrooms. Camden Town?
Is that where you ordered 9 of everything on the menu?
Me and Vern used to go to Camden Town and eat so many mushrooms.
And then they ordered 9 of everything on the menu. They had to repaint and re-carpet their
hotel
room. A
rab was there, yeah. 9 of everything on the menu.
And then the label just got some bill for like $50,000, and they were like, fuck these guys.
Yeah, that's why we haven't gotten paid from Island Still, is that we owe for that room.
Yeah, how about me renting a car in hungry Budapest?
Don't, no, it's
drive,
not my fault, dude.
I drive all the way to Amsterdam, and we're late for a flight, so I'm like, gee, I'll go get the tickets, you return the rental car.
That was your ex-girlfriend that
I'm not
it.
Kidding. 3 weeks later, they call, and they're like,
are you guys still in Europe? Because, like, you owe $13,000 on your rental car. I'm like, what? I returned it so long ago. I returned it 3 weeks ago. I left when I said I was going to leave, and the car got returned. So I'm like, gee, did you ever get a receipt? He's like, no, I just kind of parked it in the parking lot at the airport. I just left.
I left the keys on the tire.
That's like G accidentally parking the broken-down van in Iceland in the gay park. Yeah. Hey, you know, this thing's broken down. I got this back road to go to. We end up looking at two dicks pounding each other.
No, we went to Dick
Stuck
Suck Park.
In the mud.
We went to Dick Suck Park in Iceland, and our whole plan was to skid out in front of them and shine our high beams on them while they were sucking each other's dicks. So
we ended up just with the high beams on them.
So G, he happened to be driving, and he puts it in reverse, and we went into this swampy moat and got completely stuck, and we had these two girls with us, and they had to get out in their nice dresses heels and help us push out this car.
Meanwhile,
Dick Suck Park.
Meanwhile, the high beams are stuck on a car where two dudes are trying to make love.
Yeah, and they got
up. They're trying to make love.
Yeah, and then they get in their car, and then they skid out, and then they leave us there. So now we're in Dick Suck Park all by ourselves. There's not a light. We can't even see anything. Dude, we're just stepping in mush. Trying to get this big ass van.
I just remember seeing two Icelandic blonde girls and Chris Hanna of all people trying to stick logs and sticks under the tire.
Yeah, we're trying to find trees.
And I was what is happening right now?
Remember when we returned that van?
Yeah.
It was barely recognizable.
The tailpipe was hanging off.
Remember the first day we almost drove off a cliff when we went to the
That's when I folded the exhaust underneath.
Yeah.
Who was the one who
you know that was 10 years ago?
Almost 10 years ago?
No, we were in Reykjavik and somebody totally wasn't paying attention. We just plowed up on the sidewalk and popped both tires.
That might have been me. I'll go ahead and say probably me.
Popped them to the point where the rims were bent and we couldn't even change it.
I remember I got pulled over by the Icelandic police and they were fucking dicks to me. And then as soon as I spoke English, they were like, oh, sir, no worries. I went through a stop sign, but it's the stop sign there is a purple fucking square. I don't know what the fuck that means. So I go through and they pull me over. And as soon as they recognized that I wasn't from there, then they were because they rely on tourism, I guess, so much that they're like, oh, no worries, buddy. Have a great time.
Wasn't that the same trip when we got out of the airport in Keflavik? We got the car, and I kept on driving around in circles and exiting where it was just a triangle.
Yeah.
And not realizing with the exit. So the cop pulls me over the first time. He's like, la, 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 la. I'm like, I don't know. I'm stupid. And then I made a whole other circle. Met the same cop four minutes later.
Remember that? And
he's like, get out of the car.
I don't know.
So mad at me.
I'm stupid.
I don't know.
The first time I said I'm stupid. The second time he's like, nah! It was 4 minutes later. I did the exact same thing to the same cop. And we didn't leave a quarter mile vicinity. I just went in a big long circle.
9.5 years ago. That was
9.5 years
ago?
That
was October 99.
God, Jesus. I just remember going to that fucking weird mall with DiCamello, and there was weird clown with a penguin, and he's following us, and it's get the fuck away from us, man.
That's when all the girls were wearing huge shoes.
Yeah, moon boots.
Yeah,
every girl fucking NASA shit.
Hotter than shit, but they all had moon boots on.
All right, looks like it's time to go, fellers.
Why?
Because it's 8 o'clock.
There's another show next week, G.
Come on.
Oh, jeez. Come on.
Cheer up, buddy. Monday nights at 7.
So let's end this with Baby Shambles with a song called Delivery.
I got the new clutch.
What?
Ooh. Oh, it's so good.
Do you have it with you now?
Yeah, the whole album? Yeah.
Really?
It's in my car.
I will suck your dick.
Yeah, go for it.
All right.
I'm telling Kelly.
Zip.
What are you going to do about this?
Got the whole album.
You're going to play this?
Next week.
Corny Babies.
Baby Gables is my favorite baby.
I'll be walking around bands looking for shit to steal.
Open up this drawer. Oh, look at all these wheels. Take a sip of booze. Oh, I'll grab a pair of shoes.
Or track.
Check two. Oh, all right, this is Delivery, Baby Shambles. Later, dudes. Radio Bam Shears 28 Faction.
Thank you.
Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.